This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Please tell us what happened.
Sure. We got an alert from one of our container farms, which is where we have indoor hydroponics, growing things like leafy greens, and got an alert from one of those that things had started going offline. When we came to investigate what was happening, we found that locks had been cut and there was damage inside both of the two container farms we have. Equipment was stolen from both of the container farms, as well as the farm market trucks that we have parked at our James E. Casey location. The farm market trucks are where we drive to different parts of the community and sell produce at a very, very low cost. So both of these, you know, the equipment that's in both of them is used to grow our own produce as well as provide produce to the community. So it's been a very strong negative impact on our ability to do those things. And now we have to spend a lot of time repairing the equipment, getting new equipment and getting things ready to go again.
How significant is the damage from a financial standpoint, from a production standpoint?
We are still assessing the overall cost, but it will be in the thousands of dollars between equipment lost and damage to it and just simply, individuals' hours of repairing the work, the work within those container farms where we're growing the produce, was definitely set back. We're hopeful that the crops that we're already growing are going to survive, even though equipment was offline for a couple of hours. It does not look like they were damaged. Only time will tell. But there is still a lot of repair work that we have to continue doing now in the container farms to get them fully functional again. But we're hopeful that we've saved the crop that was already growing in it.
The televisions and the other equipment that was taken from the Feedmore offices, how vital is that equipment, the LED lights, the laptop, and the televisions? How vital were they to growing food?
Very important. So the LED lights, that's, critical parts of those container farms. It's indoor, it doesn't receive any sunlight, so the LED lights are what actually provide the growing light for those hydroponic farms. They're essential to the work inside those. The laptop is what helps control all of the mechanics inside it, making sure that the water runs when it's supposed to run and that the lights are on and off when they're supposed to. So critical in terms of that. The television monitor was a part of the farm market trucks so that when it goes out to different sites, it has the ability to, put a message up or share information about what's on the truck that day. It all helps with, letting the public know, what we have every day on the farm market trucks and the prices and other useful information. So the monitor itself was not critical to being able to do that work, but it certainly makes it harder.
I know that you have been cooperating with police on this investigation. Any word on a possible suspect or security cameras out where this person struck?
We do have security cameras. We were able to get video of the individual entering the farm market trucks and the container farms and going down the street outside our facility on James E. Casey. We're working with the police, and they're handling it, taking that video and seeing if they're, you know, familiar with anybody that would match that description. But as far as where they stand in that investigation, I'm not sure.
And as far as the farm market program, how much of that is being derailed as a result?
The two trucks that were damaged are having repairs done today. We're hopeful that they will both be back on the road tomorrow. If there is any interruption to service, then we would let the public know that there's potential for a schedule change on Tuesday. Hopeful that that won't have to happen based on what we're hearing back from the people making the repair work. Sadly, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. You know, and just remember that the work that we're doing here is to continue providing nutrition to our neighbors in need. You know, those are in kids, seniors, veterans, and every $1,000 that we have to spend for repairs like this is approximately 300 meals that we could have been purchasing with that same amount of money. So it's a loss to the community when we have to absorb unintended expenses like this. So if you see things, make sure you say something to somebody. Basically, you're hurting your neighbors when something like this happens, as opposed to, you know, this isn't just damage to feed more, is what I'm saying. This is damage to the community.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.